tomorrow, and I believe 8.
Six has been continued.
Yep.
Okay, seven is the no-show. Case number 8, 723-711. Issuing authority and appellate. Come forward, please.
Good morning.
Okay, please state your name for the record.
Lieutenant Joseph Ficicelli, East Hartford Police Department.
Okay. Appellate, don't say your name, okay. All right, I guess you're opening, entitled to an opening statement.
Sure.
Let's get into it.
On February 1st of 2023, the appellant filled out the 799C form, signed the declaration form where it states, "I further understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application." As I reviewed the appellant's application, it was determined that he was arrested by the East Harbor Police Department August 13th of 2020 for unsafe storage of a firearm. He had a valid permit at the time. His firearm was stolen from an unlocked glove compartment. He failed to mention that in the 799C. He also failed to, he did check the box that he was denied a permit at one point for suitability. That's my opening statement.
Okay, would you like a brief opening statement?
That was basically, I called the Board of Firearms because I was supposed to come to an appeal.
I'm sorry, you have to speak up.
You have to speak up.
Yep.
I called the Board of Firearms because I was supposed to come to an appeal meeting here before to do this, but I had missed it, so they had told me I was supposed to redo that, send it in, get denied, so that I could come in and do this again. So that was the reason I didn't put it up there. But I'm basically here just to show that, like, I've done the time to go through the appeals process, I've taken safety courses and all that good stuff, and I'm just trying to figure out what the next step is here. And I'm supposed to be sent here.
Okay. You can explain in more detail when it's your turn. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Sure. So, I can ask him questions?
No, you just present your case.
Oh, I'm going to
present your case.
the appellant was arrested August 13th of 2020. According to the police report, he was working on the vehicle of his brother. He left a loaded Glock 19 firearm inside the glove compartment, came outside later in the evening to discover that the car had been broken into and the Glock had been stolen. He called the police department and he was subsequently arrested for the unsafe storage of the firearm. At the time the appellant applied for his new pistol permit, he signed the declaration indicating that...
Excuse me, when did he apply?
Applied on February 1st of 2023. And he signed the declaration on page 404 on the 799 form indicating that that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for the denial of such application. He failed to check that he had ever been arrested on that form. He was arrested. It was still on his record at the time of this application. That's why he was denied.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Would you like to ask any questions of the officer? Okay. Now it's your... Oh, well, the board
I
of
just
any
have
questions.
A question.
Yes, okay.
What is the status of that conviction? Was that a felony?
I don't believe it was a felony, ma'am, because he was issued a misdemeanor summons for it. I'd have to look at it. It's a...
Because somewhere in the record, I thought I saw a felony, but that's why I wanted to get clarification from either other board members or yourself.
He was issued a misdemeanor summons. We don't issue him for a felony, so I would imagine it was a misdemeanor.
I did go to court for that. Hired an attorney and all that stuff. I went to court, but they just wanted to take a safety class, so I didn't go.
Doesn't sound like a felony.
Okay.
So it appears that, so he applied on this application in February of 2023.
Correct.
And at that time, it appears his case was Nolly.
Correct.
So.
At the time of his application, it was on his record still. It was going to be wiped off his record at the end of February of 23. I think he jumped the gun a couple weeks.
That's why I'm trying to get the dates down early. Because that's why I was trying to ask is, you know, the date of the application versus the date of the erasure.
The erasure was, according to my paperwork from my secretary, was to be the 25th of February of 23.
Yep.
He applied on, I just stated, February 1st of 23.
Okay. Yep, so the Nolly was still showing up. Understood.
I
wasn't
aware of that.
Okay. Not yet, we still get to, we get to ask him questions. Yep.
Anything else?
So no other convictions?
No.
He had a pistol permit at the time of your arrest of the East Hartford's case?
Correct, and his pistol permit was seized and returned to the state.
So there was a revocation with that?
There was.
Correct. That's all I have, sir.
Is there any other record of contact with this appellant, East Hartford,
yes.
Or anywhere?
Majority of it was as a juvenile. He's younger.
Well, anything you can present now
No, sir.
So the issue of suitability here is failing to fill out the application
properly. Correct.
So it's not about behavior. It's about the application.
Well, I run the detective division for the town of East Hartford. We've probably had 10 or 11 homicides. A lot of them are the result of stolen, in the last 2 years, a lot of them are the result of stolen firearms. So if you have a firearm permit, you should know that you have to have your firearm on you or locked up correctly if you're going to carry a firearm. That's frankly why he was denied. He showed with his action that he is probably not mature enough yet to have a handgun.
And that's why I asked the question, because you put on a case that was basically the application, not the suitability part of the behavior. So I think we need to make that clear to
Thank
the board.
You.
What does the letter to the applicant say the issue for denial was?
I believe that says...
My concern is you can't tack something on today that wasn't disclosed to the applicant earlier.
In my denial letter, it says that his application failed to mention the 2020 arrest for illegal possession of a firearm, which was actually illegal storage of a firearm, and the fact that it was still on his record, and therefore he was not suitable at that time.
So it's simply for the not indicating that he had a previous conviction.
Correct, which is, if you read the 799 here,
it appears to me that
it could be under penalty of law.
I understand that.
I think it's fair to assume that they did mention the case, that maybe not with a lot of detail, but that case is the issue, in addition to not putting it on there. Mm-hmm. You can make that. It wasn't a separate case.
There's no mention of that in our...
No, I know there's nothing there, but that's why I asked.
I just raise that because in terms of due process, if you're going to present two reasons for denying, but you only inform the appellant of one of them, I don't feel that that's fair. So
my decision
is going to be based on what the applicant was informed was the reason for his denial.
Did you guys apply for a warrant for
I haven't applied
loss.
For an arrest warrant yet, but I have a month to do so. It's within the year here still.
Yep.
Okay, so the felon's turn.
Okay. All right. I guess it's your turn then. So what would you like us? Do you have any questions? You said you had no questions, so.
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do here. I've taken this proper safety course, as I understand what's wrong. the officer that came there, he explained that people are selling things.
Sir, you just have to speak up a little bit and speak to us a little bit. That's all. So we can hear it. Thank you.
I understand it goes wrong. I understand that they're not going to use anything. They're not going to use that thing for anything. I made a mistake. I've matured in this time. I've used this time to take the proper safety courses to handle these firearms safely, to store these firearms safely. I'm just trying to do the right thing here. I get it. It's frustrating for you guys. You guys don't want to deal with this stuff because you guys don't mind. I apologize for that. As far as that goes, I thought I was filling it out correctly. That's what I was told to do by the permit examiner's office. They told me to fill it out again, get denied for it. They told me I was going to get denied for it. I knew I was going to get denied for it. They told me to do that so that I could reschedule this. I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Can I ask him a question?
Once he's done with his.
I guess that's it. I've taken another course afterwards. I've gone to court. They've done everything that they told me to do. That's it.
Did they inform you, whoever you spoke to not fill out this application and indicate that you had been arrested?
They just told me to fill it out.
You understand, right? You swore to a notary, had a notarized that you were telling the truth in this application. You realize you were arrested in August of 2020, right?
Not at the time. He didn't put me in cuffs. He didn't do anything like that. You guys just sent me a letter and said I'm court.
Did you go to court?
Yes.
Okay. So do you typically go to court if you've never been arrested?
I've never been in the courtroom.
Did you hire an attorney?
Did.
Was there a disposition? Did you get a letter from the court?
How long is it that is?
Was the case adjudicated? Did you receive some sort of any record that said you don't need to come to court anymore?
My lawyer just said take the safety course and you're good. And that was it.
Okay, let's see. So questions by the board? We've already.
Why did you answer no to that question?
I maybe misunderstood. I know that I said that when I was filling it out that I had got it revoked. I thought that that was part of that.
No, the question's pretty clear. I mean, it says, have you ever been arrested? Clearly, you knew you were arrested. Whether you were in handcuffs or not, you had to go to court. You had to get, did you get a program like AR or something, or just a straight nolly?
It wasn't even then at the time. They gave me a letter, I think it was a month or two after, saying I had to go to court, and that's when I got a lawyer.
Okay.
So you didn't take me downtown, he didn't book me, he didn't process me, anything.
Right, you got a summons. I think that's what he testified to, but
right.
It still isn't.
I didn't understand that was an arrest. I thought it was just like...
What did your lawyer tell you? Did he tell you you weren't arrested? You were not arrested?
No, he just asked me what happened. We went to the court. I believe it was Manchester Court. He went inside, spoke to the judge, came out. Just told me, hey, take this course.
So is your testimony today that you did not understand it was an arrest?
No.
It's not your testimony today?
No, that is my testimony. That I did not understand it was an arrest.
I think it's more believable to say it was within 2 months of the nolly period and thought it was erased.
It's just hard to believe that
you didn't understand you were arrested.
I'm just very confused here.
All right, but you had the benefit of counsel. Mm-hmm. You talked to a lawyer.
Right.
So you should, I would expect you to understand. All right, thank you.
Why didn't you come to your hearing last year?
I mixed up the dates. I believe it was on the 6th, 1 month or something like that. I thought it was the 16th.
It's supposed to be January 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days I mixed it up. It was the next week after.
And you still live in East Hartford?
I do. Same address.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Prior to the incident that led to the revocation of your pistol permit, which was based on your pistol permit was revoked because of the incident regarding your firearm that you left in the glove compartment of your car unlocked. How long had you had your pistol permit when that occurred? 5 years, 2 months,
that long,
2 months.
I probably had it at least a year.
About a year or so?
Yes. I don't remember exactly how long or when I got it. I want to say I got it after my 21st or 22nd birthday, maybe.
And
27 years.
Okay. So you have, yeah, but that happened a couple of years ago, so you had it?
So I believe this was in...
About 2 years?
You were arrested in 2020.
That's all I have.
You do recognize, obviously, that leaving a loaded gun in an unlocked car in an unlocked glove compartment is the underlying reason why you're being denied the permit?
The glove box wasn't unlocked.
I'm sorry?
The glove box wasn't unlocked. The car, I don't know if it's locked or unlocked.
I think it said that everything was unlocked.
The glove box wasn't unlocked. The car, I can't tell you if it was or was unlocked.
It said there was no signs of forced entry, and the glove box was unlocked, and it was in the key was in position, the slot was in position to show it was unlocked.
Anybody could pick the lock. It's a glove box.
You think leaving a gun?
But I do understand it's in there regardless.
Yeah,
it's a bad decision.
And that's one thing I noticed in the package is that there was never sort of a recognition that this was a serious issue. That you never took notice of the severity of that, and as was pointed out, stolen guns are one of the chief ways that the wrong people get a hold of firearms. And so I understand your due process concerns about his notification and what, but I think he understands that what triggered the whole thing was leaving a gun in an unsecured location, and that's not a good thing to do.
I understand. Even the officer that came, the detective that came, he showed me one that was stolen, somebody was flaunting it on social media. Mm-hmm. And I understand that these things are dangerous weapons, these things are serious, and they're used to hurt people, especially ones that are stolen. They're going to scratch that serial number off and do whatever with it.
Yeah, but it's your... But again, you say you've taken all these safety courses, and you do know it's your responsibility as a gun owner to minimize the possibility that that's where they're going to end up.
Right.
Okay.
And that's when they maybe say I took more courses, so that I can educate myself on this and be more responsible about it.
Okay. I have nothing else. Okay, if you want to make a closing statement, you can. I think we understand where you're coming from, but it's your right to make a closing statement if you'd like.
Either way, what you guys decide on, I do apologize. I don't need to make sure
you don't have to apologize to me.
No, 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 because it's you guys all along. It's... You guys have the guys
that have to do it yourself, so I do apologize. Closing statement?
Sure. The reason he was denied is because he failed to properly fill out the 799 form, where it indicates, in the line I read here, I understand that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial of such application. I believe that is the appellant's signature, dated 2/1/23, notarized. That's why he was denied. Yes, ultimately it was what happened, but had he indicated on his 799 that he was arrested in August of 2020, I would have given him a call and asked him about it. When you don't tell me about it, then I feel you're being deceitful, and there's a reason you're being deceitful, and that's why he was ultimately denied.
Comments by the board?
I don't know if it's a lack of maturity yet or attention to detail or what the proper phrase would be, but there's a little bit of that sort of a, it's not, this isn't a, it's almost like the, there's a little bit of a history here. It's not just for failure to check the box. I think it goes along with failure to properly secure the firearm. He failed to show up for this hearing because he couldn't get the dates right. He didn't understand that he was arrested. He didn't fill out the application correctly. I'm a little concerned about the maturity level of the appellant. Just, and again, it's not a one-off, not fail to check the box. There's a sort of a little pattern here, and I think I'd like to see a little more time, the appellant mature a little bit. You know, he can't even remember how long he had his permit when the gun was stolen. I'm just a little concerned with that.
Any other comments? Okay, I guess we will go to a vote. So, let's see here. Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to uphold the issuing authority. I agree with my colleagues. I think that at this time, the issuing authority's position is the correct position. If you were to reapply in the future, I would encourage you to take this very seriously, the application seriously. Any correspondence requesting times, dates, or additional documentation very seriously. Your arrest here, history very seriously. But for reasons that my colleague stated, I'm going to uphold the issuing authority's position.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Issuing authority.
I also go with the issuing authority for the reasons stated by Colonel Overturf. I think there's a sloppiness situation here that the right to have a firearms permit carries with it a serious responsibility to pay attention to what you're doing. And I think, as I say, there's a lack of maturity. And let's grow up a little bit and reapply. Excuse me?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So how do I demonstrate that?
Well, by filling out the forms correctly, by trying to come in with some idea as to whether what your legal record has been. Were you arrested? Talk to your attorney. Be able to give a full disclosure of all the facts so when you come before the board, you can say, here was my situation, here is my situation, I understand what I've done wrong. I'm reapplying now. I'm older, I'm more mature, and I'm more forthright. And I think that would do it.
And I think even before you would come before the board, because you would only come before the board if the issuing authority denied you.
True.
If you fill out your application fully and accurately, as are you detective?
Lieutenant
stated, he or any representative of the issuing authority would contact you and hold a discussion with you, and you have an opportunity to then detail your understanding of the earlier circumstances and to provide proof of your maturity. That would go a long way. It's the absence of that in the context of your incomplete misrepresentation on your application that led the issuing authority to deny you on the basis of not being forthright, and you ended up not providing yourself the opportunity to explain your case properly to the lieutenant.
But I also feel like I've kind of been misguided in this process because
we're sort of done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do appreciate
your
time. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
Yeah.
Unanimous. Okay.